This is Twit.
Emmy nominations are in, and Apple got its first Emmy nominations this morning. The Morning Show, Central Park, you were just talking about how much you like that. Defending Jacob, which I was impressed by. Yeah. The Elephant Queen and the Beastie Boys story, all nominated. Steve Carell nominated for Best Actor in The Morning Show. Jennifer Aniston, Best Actress. Billy Crudup, also from The Morning Show.
He was
Show.
So good.
He was the best. He was actually the only reason to watch that.
He was way better.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on her name, but the woman that he was being harassed was unbelievably good.
Yeah. Mark Duplass, another character. He was the executive producer. Billy and Mark, supporting actor nominations. Guest actor, Martin Short. What was he a guest in? Oh, he was great in that Morning Show.
Yeah,
he was the sleazy Me Too producer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. That Steve Carell went to saying, well, it's not that bad, is it? And he said, well, you guys were bad. Mimi Leder, Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Contemporary Program, Outstanding Main Title Design. I disagree with that. I had to skip that main title. And
yes,
I wish Apple TV Plus had the skip button that Netflix and others have. Because that stupid dot title, do they?
I think they do. Yeah, I don't know if it's always presented, but I'm almost positive I see it.
I don't know what.
Because I skipped that thing hard.
What did that have to do with anything? It was just dots.
And it was so long.
It went on and on and on. Central Park, Leslie Odom Jr., Aaron Burr, Outstanding Character Voiceover Performance. Who does he play in Central Park? I see Josh Gad. He's good in it, but who does Leslie Odom Jr. play? I don't know. Maybe I haven't.
Oh, I forget because I went over them.
Is he in the pilot?
And they're not obvious. They're not like you cannot predict on any given moment who's playing what kind of character.
It's animated, so you can't tell. Defending Jacob, Outstanding Original Main Title Theme Music, Outstanding Cinematography, Home, Outstanding Music Composition, The Elephant Queen, Outstanding Narrator for Chiwetel Ejiofor. He's wonderful. I love him. Beastie Boys, a lot of nominations for Outstanding
Documentary. They had me at Beastie Boys. That was so good.
Yeah. Sound Editing, Sound Mixing, Nonfiction. So bunch of Emmy nominations. Then the Daytime Emmys, they also got nominations. I'm sorry, they won yesterday. I guess the daytimes are earlier. For Ghostwriter and Peanuts in Space, The Secrets of Apollo 10. 17 awards overall in the Daytime Emmys, 8 of which were Ghostwriter alone. The TV version of the Emmy Awards are September 20th.
Yeah, see,
how are they going to do that?
But I mean, this is not just showbiz like news, because there are only a couple of things that you can give to talent to get them to come to your network. One of them is big boatloads of money. I'm sorry, three. The second one is freedom. The third one is prestige.
Awards.
And those awards, awards don't happen just because. Well, our policy at the network is we just put on the best show, and we're convinced that if the shows are good enough, the Academy will notice them and reward them. No, you have to have a team that knows how to promote and market a series and a talent for those awards, and that's how they're going to be competitive, and that's how they're going to, the next time that there's a major director who decides to sell his next movie to a streaming service and it becomes Apple TV Plus, it's going to be because they are able to provide that kind of total package.